This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We're just a couple of days away from Big 12 football media days. And yesterday, the preseason media poll out. Couple surprises maybe on there. Maybe not. We'll see. We'll talk about that. Our Big 12 preview before Big 12 media days is down to two schools. And today, it is the unanimous selection to win the North. That is unbelievable. Does that say that the other five are that weak? Or does that say Missouri is that strong? I don't even think the Husk. I would have to look. It didn't say. I can't imagine that any other team has ever been a unanimous selection in the North, even with the Huskers. Maybe they were coming off that national championship. Maybe they were a unanimous selection. But, boy, I would find that hard-pressed. 51 voters. If we just said Nebraska, we'd have been the only one that picked them. But we didn't. We had them second. And then 49 of the 51 picked Oklahoma. But today we will talk with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com about the Missouri Tigers and can they be better than last year. We will talk with him about that. Bob Jensen also going to join us. I had a chance to catch up with Bob, and we will talk a little high school football before he goes on vacation, because next thing you know, we're going to be talking in mid-August, and it's going to be time to play some high school football. That's coming up tomorrow on the program. The 12th and final team to preview, and that's Nebraska. We will get our official numbers, our official predictions. We will talk a little Nebraska. I don't even know if we will give our predictions, because I really want to get the red Kool-Aid when we go down to Kansas City and listen to all this, although I don't think Bo Pelini is going to be a seller. I mean, he's already saying we're going to be competitive and we're going to work hard and yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. But it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. So a lot of Nebraska talk tomorrow. Plus, we're going to talk about the upcoming Nebraska Senior Olympics or Senior Games going on in Kearney. Mandy Mulring will be joining us tomorrow on the program. And then Husker football, basically, for three-fourths of the program tomorrow. So if you've got your opinions, if you've got your thoughts, if you've got something that nobody's been talking about, if you've got a question for one of the panelists that we're going to have on the show tomorrow, be sure to email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But as far as the national news and the local news, not a whole lot yesterday. Of course, we had all the storm story and all the storm news here on the Doug and Daddy show yesterday. But the one thing that did come out, Tony, was the Big 12 football media predictions. Any surprises to you?
No, no real surprises. I was a little bit surprised to see Texas ahead of Texas Tech. That was a relatively close margin, only 3 points. Nonetheless, Texas will finish, or is expected to finish, second. That was probably the glaring thing that stood out to me, because I thought Texas Tech would be really nipping on Oklahoma's heels just with the offensive production, all the people they return. That was the lone surprise for me. I guess when I look, I think that the teams have been released now, too, and to have Nebraska with Marlon Lucky. I think if we go to LincolnJournalStar.com, I think the teams are out now. Marlon Lucky, the lone Husker on the first team. Baylor has two people on the first team. So the recruiting genius that was Bill Callahan shows his face again. It would have been, you know, that's just something else. But Marlon Lucky, the only one expected to be on that media first team poll. That was really the only other surprise, I guess, was I thought maybe the Huskers would get a little bit more love than that.
Well, the preseason poll out, as you said, Tony, and the offensive player of the year, no surprise it is, Chase Daniel. Preseason defensive player of the year, they're going with Oklahoma, and Austin English, and the newcomer of the year, this running back from Colorado, Darrell Scott. And when we talked to our Colorado connection last week on the program, B.G. Brooks, he was pretty high on him.
Well, he's number one recruit in all of the land out of Oxnard, California. Amazing that his mom was a bank teller, and now she's got her own office in a bank in Boulder, we understand, but that's probably a whole other story. I think that just acclimating yourself to Big 12 football, and especially, it's one thing to acclimate it to Northwestern State, Buffalo, but to look at Colorado's schedule, to look at the teams in which he's going to have to come in and he's going to have to play against, I think that this could be a very, very daunting task. I mean, Colorado State, you get Eastern Washington, but then you've got Florida State and West Virginia. Those three teams, not a fun way to come into college football as a freshman.
2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
It's Big 12 Media Days coming up next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, two-hour Doug and Danny shows from 11 to 1 each day, catching up with coaches and players. And we're looking forward to that. Monday, Nebraska, Texas Tech, Missouri, A&M. That's a big first day. You've got Missouri picked to win the North. You've got the new Huskers. You've got Texas Tech, who's supposed to be the, maybe the surprise team that comes out of nowhere, and you got Texas A&M with a new coach. You got day two. You've got a lot of teams that want to make a move. You've got Kansas. You've got who was the surprise in the country last year, and Mark Mangino with his new contract coach of the year. Then you got Colorado, who could be the most improved team in the North. Kansas State and Oklahoma State. After the big rant, and where will Oklahoma State? It's all Texas Tech talk, and Oklahoma State not getting near the love that they got last year at this time. And then day three, Oklahoma, Baylor, Iowa State, and Texas. So Oklahoma and Texas there at the same time.
Doug, Kansas State, you mentioned them on day two. I think it's really fascinating because this is feast or famine. This is simply a feast or famine, especially in the southern portion of our listening area. We've got Kansas State Wildcat fans, no doubt about it. You get down on the border, there's a lot of Kansas State fans. Great. This, though, is a defining year. Anytime 19 junior college kids come in, either there's going to be a tumultuous off-season problems that start right away and carry over onto the football team and basically destroy it, or they step in and do what's asked of them and they turn this deal around. Kansas State's a team, and you know what? You say what you want. You're crazy. You're nuts. Whatever. Here's a team that could be looked at to be a real surprise. They've got very, very winnable ball games. Pretty much. They've got a decent schedule that sits up pretty well for them. This is a team that really could jump up and surprise some people and make a lot of noise. Now, the deal could go the other way, and they could finish right next to Iowa State at the bottom too. But I think Kansas State has the most upside potential to make the biggest jump in this preseason poll.
Who does? Really?
That's what I think.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Again, just taking a look at the Big 12 preseason team that was selected this morning, released this morning. There are no major surprises. Chase Kaufman of Missouri at tight end. Wide receivers are Michael Crabtree and Jeremy Macklin from Tech and Missouri. Quarterback Chase Daniel, running back Marlon Lucky and DeMarco Murray from Oklahoma. You've got three linemen from Oklahoma who, as we talked yesterday, a lot of people believe, may be the best offensive line in the country coming up there with Duke Robinson, Phil Luitholt, and the center, John Cooper. Defensively, you've got Baylor with two players. Of course, linebacker Joe Pawalczyk. Is that?
Pollock.
Pollock, Joe Pollock, excuse me. And defensive back Jordan Lake are both on there. And then you've got your defensive line, no surprise, with Ian Campbell, George Hippolyte, Austin English on there. Linebacker with The Baylor young man, Joe Mortensen from Kansas, Sean Weatherspoon of Missouri, both all Big 12 selections last year. Nick Harris of Oklahoma, he's there as well. Your punter is Justin Brantley out of A&M. Your kicker is Jeff Wolford of Missouri. Your returners, punt returner Macklin of Missouri and Marcus Herford from Kansas.
I thought maybe Matt Slauson obviously had a chance to get on there. I think he would have been the other one that stood out. How far down the pecking order, Doug, in the Big 12 do you think the national, or I guess the people that cover the Big 12, how far down the pecking order, if you're gonna say, I want a quarterback, pick me a quarterback, obviously the number one choice is Chase Daniel, and you start going down, how far would Joe Gans be down that list?
Oh boy. See, now, okay, all right. You want to take a minute and go over this. All right, let me grab my list here. We'll grab the list. We'll go down. Okay, Missouri's quarterback, better.
I would take Graham Harrell next.
Graham Harrell from Texas Tech, too. Okay, if you want to do it that way. I was putting him in no particular order here.
Reesing or Bradford? Bradford would be
I would say Oklahoma's quarterback's better. Colt McCoy, probably better. Oklahoma State's quarterback, Robinson, he's viewed as better. Whether he is or not, I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th. I put him right there with Reesing, actually, from Kansas. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he can do this year. So, 6th, 7th. Well, I'd have to put Josh Freeman ahead of him, I guess, from K-State.
Really?
Well, wouldn't you?
Well, wouldn't you certainly got...
Seriously, wouldn't you?
Certainly the playing...
I mean,
playing.
It depends. If I don't put him in 5 or 6, then everybody's going to say I'm a Husker hater. And in Joe Gans, oh, you hate Joe Gans. Well, that's not the case. Are you looking at it from a Nebraska fan point, or are you looking at it how everybody else is looking at it?
Well, I'm looking at it from an objective point of view.
A national standpoint, he's on the Johnny Unitas, I believe it is, the Johnny Unitas watch list, which
Stoke
like
Walker,
60,
Stewart, think or something.
60 quarterbacks are on. So he's viewed as pretty good, but for a kid that's only made 3 starts in his career, how high can you possibly put him? I mean, realistically, I would say most people might have him at 8 or 9. You would have to, I don't even know. Some people probably say Cody Hawkins is better than he is from Colorado. So that means Joe Gans gets the nod over the Iowa State quarterback. The Baylor quarterback's a freshman, so he's going to get that nod. And
A&M.
Who's A&M?
McGee. Steve McGee. Well,
I don't know. So maybe 10th. Maybe 10th. You could be as low as 10th, as high as 5th, I would think, with Joe Gans.
Now, Gans averaged 466 yards per game in the 3 games that he did start for the Nebraska Cornhuskers last year. So, but just not a lot of starting experience, and I think that would probably be the big knock. I think that would be the number one knock, just the lack of starting experience. I mean, when you're bringing up Josh Freeman, he started since day one. Cody Hawkins started all the games last year. Go on down the list. I mean, you've got proven people. You know, Stephen McGee's a senior. Graham Harrell's a senior. I mean, just top to bottom, it's a very, very tough task to fit him in anywhere higher, certainly, than the 5th, 6th spot.
And we'll talk a little football. We're talking Missouri football coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Gabe DeArmon from PowerMizzou.com. Bob Jensen from, Huskerland Prep coming up.
Yeah, Bob Jensen, always great. Huskerland Prep, I know we'll have a weekly segment with him every Wednesday. We've done it in the past. Look forward to that again this year with Bob Jensen. All your high school knowledge, how he keeps that track of all that stuff. Great for Bob, and we're pleased to be joined for another year with him.
British Open is underway, and 1-under with Adam Scott through 13. Also, Peter Hansen is 1-under through the front 9. It is not a nice day, although it would seem like things are getting a little better as the day progresses. But you've got Ernie Els at 9-over, Phil Mickelson at 9-over. I think VJ finished at 11-over. Retief Goosen, that's the man right now, along with Mike Weir. They are in the clubhouse at 1-over 71.
Well, I think the big surprise, though, had to be Greg Norman early on. Right? Nobody expected to see his name. And his name was up
there. He is 1-over through 14 holes so far today. There are a ton of people at 1-over, but a lot of those are just getting underway. A lot of them are still on the front 9. Like Tom Lehman, he's 1-over through 7. But Greg Norman, yeah, he's
how old
would
Greg Norman be?
He's in his 50s. Young 50s. 51, 52, I believe. So right now, Adam Scott, Peter Hansen tied for the lead at one under. Everybody that is at even is just underway. Nobody's passed the fifth hole. Retief Goose and Mike Weir, one over in the house. Rock O Mediate and Graham McDowell through 16 are both at one over. Greg Norman, Robert Allenby, both at one over through 14 holes so far today.
I think Mike Tirico said it yesterday, I believe, on the Scott Van Pelt show, when he said even would be a very, very good score. If you said I would take even and walk away on Sunday, I would go to the betting parlor, take all I had and bet it on whoever could promise you that. That would be very, very interesting.
At two over par and in the clubhouse, KJ Choi and Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter, if he can avoid the blow-up, not round, hole, Ian Poulter could be there. I like that. I like Adam Scott to be there. I mean, yeah, they're up towards the top, but, I mean, you got some good guys at the top. Phil's done. Ernie's done. VJ's done. Nine over. I don't care. It's done. You're not going to come out and shoot two rounds in the 60s, it appears, to get back into this. And if you are, then somebody else is.
Well, you're not going to shoot two rounds of 60s. Exactly right. If you look at the leaderboard and you look at the – you're hearing names. You know, in the past you'd hear Erik Johansson. I mean, so, you know, a Swedish golfer that – you know, that won a tournament to qualify, or somebody like that. You hear names that you've never heard in the history of golf. Well, most of these names, about everybody you've heard of up towards the top, have you not?
We'll go back and just recap. Els finished at 10 over, as did Boo Weekly, John Daly, and Vijay Singh. All were at 10 over par today. Worst score of the day so far, an 85 put up by a couple of individuals that you've probably never heard of. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll update you again before the end of the program. Coming up, Missouri football, and Bob Jensen's going to talk a little high school football with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes, and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success, and now you can join for half the price. There's even more going on with the Budweiser two-couple tournament Sunday, July 20th. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants that don't fit. Yet we play with golf clubs that are one size fits all. If you want to take your game to the next level, let the professionals at Kearney Golf Center custom fit your clubs to your swing with the same attention that the pros receive. Every golfer's swing is different, and Kearney Golf Center recognizes that difference with perfectly tailored clubs that fit your unique swing. Get fitted for a set of clubs today. Kearney Golf Center. You'll have a better game tomorrow.
Looking at partly sunny to mainly cloudy skies across the area as we head through the daytime hours here on your Thursday, with a good chance of scattered showers and thunder showers popping up as we head through the day. We'll see high temperatures topping at around 87 degrees. That's your Weather Eye forecast. I'm meteorologist Kevin Height. Currently 79.
I
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that registration for the Hastings Midget Football 2008 season will be held at Hogan's Sporting Goods starting this Saturday, July 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can register the next three Saturdays or on Thursday evenings, July 24th and 31st, from 6 to 7:30. Hastings Midget Football is open to all 4th, 5th, and 6th graders residing in Adams and the surrounding counties. Players must weigh no less than 60 pounds with no maximum weight limit. Fourth graders will be assigned to play on the lightweight squad. Players are required to weigh in at registration. For more information and any questions, you can email hastingsmidgetfootball@gmail.com. hastingsmidgetfootball@gmail.com. Or you can simply stop by Hogan's any of the next three Saturday mornings from 10 to 2 or Thursday evenings the next two, not counting tonight, I guess, July 24th and 31st from 6 to 7:30.
Doug, if you're talking about something to do this weekend, you're talking about getting it done in the morning because that heat's getting hotter by the day. It seems to be one of the hottest times of the summer. Well, it's a great time. You don't want to be out there. Why don't you call Matt and the gang, Curbit Inc.? They'll give your landscaping a unique look with several different applications to choose from. Tree edging, pathways, playgrounds, sandboxes. Oh, and water, runoff control and drainage. That's right. Curbit can do it for you. Get rid of that water. Don't let it sit there. Collect mosquitoes. Get rid of it. They can do it. Make your yard a show place. Matt and the gang there for you. They're bringing life to landscapes, residential and commercials. Call for a free estimate, 308-237-4805, or check them out on the internet, curbit.net. That's curbit.net. Check them out today.
Well, Bob Jensen joins us again from Huskerland Prep. It's been a while, but we're not too far away like we've been previewing with all the college football from high school football, a couple of weeks from official practice. Of course, camp's been going on all summer, so I think if you drive by about anywhere, you're going to see some kids out working on 7-on-7 drills or going through camp and getting ready for the upcoming football season. And I know, Bob, you have been busy, a lot of things on your website, previewing, getting ready for the Preview Magazine, which isn't far away. Hey, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, you bet, dude. It's always good to be on. Always good to talk to our friends in Central Nebraska.
Well,
and the World Wide Web.
I'm glad you threw that in. This is kind of that tweener time, I think, for you, and I guess you can correct me if I'm wrong. You've done all these interviews and traveled all about the state during the spring, getting ready to send the Preview Magazine off to press, and then now you're trying to maybe find out a few more things, or at least maybe there were some things that stuck out on those previews that the coaches sent to you that you wanted to investigate even more.
Well, yeah, it is. Most everything's pretty well been settled. You know, there's some, I suppose there's still some stories maybe to be told, but for the most part, I think everybody knows what they got, and they know what they think they're capable of. Now it's just a matter of finishing things off. These last few weeks, this is a time, I always thought, this is a time for teams really to become teams. You know, they spend a lot of time in the weight room together. They spend a lot of time doing some training and whatnot. And, you know, chemistry is so critical. And it's one of those things where, you know, this is kind of a finishing touch, the way I see it, these last few weeks before we get to two-a-days.
Interesting stories. Again, things have expanded so much with the website and things that you're doing there at Huskerland Prep. What's a couple of the things that you've come across this summer that maybe wouldn't be in the forefront otherwise?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the stories that's kind of really made some noise as far as I'm concerned is something that happened in the Metro. A kid by the name of Stephon Washington, who is a two-time state hurdles champion, even though he's only going to be a junior, transferred from Omaha Central, where he was going to be their featured running back. He transferred to Burke. And Burke has also picked up a couple Metro transfers that aren't quite as high a profile. They also have starters back from 17 different positions. And a kid by the name of Eric Cummings, who has become a bit of a summertime sensation. We'll see how that translates when the season starts. But I guess if you're looking for kind of a team to keep an eye on right out of the gate in Class A, and I know a lot of people in the Kearney area do that, there might be one to kind of keep an eye on, Omaha Burke.
Take a look at, I know we talked about this beforehand, the Class C1 is going to be maybe the most interesting class because it's going to be pretty top-heavy again. There's a lot of good teams already in Class C1, and two of those familiar foes, St. Cecilia and Pierce, should be there again.
Oh, yeah. St. Cecilia and Pierce are right there. I'll tell you what, there's probably a fair amount of separation, I think, between the top four teams and the rest of that class. St. Cecilia is going to be right back to the trough. Like we said, defending champion Pierce, they're going to be there. A lot of that's going to be on tradition and just belief in themselves because they graduated a huge senior class. Two other teams, Norfolk Catholic and Bishop Newman, they're going to be right in there. Your state champion does not come out of those four. That would be a huge upset. And I know that the folks at St. Cecilia, last year, one of the great, misjudges of last postseason was them having to play Pierce in the second round. That could very easily have been the state championship game, and instead one of them, and sadly for St. Cecilia's sake, it turned out to be them, was eliminated right out of the gate practically. So I don't know how that'll all go this year. So much of that comes down with where they put the line in and decide who goes east and who goes west. But surely both of those teams will be part of what I see as a four-team race in C1.
Bob, who do you think is the standout couple of players? You've obviously made your list, and we've seen some different folks on the cover of your magazine and the way you take things that direction. But who in your eyes are the top couple kids coming into Nebraska football this year?
Well, it's funny you say that because I think this is a real wild card situation. Last year was just a banner year for Nebraska High School as far as football goes. We had some unbelievable talent. We had a lot of it. This year, the pool's not quite so deep. The most fascinating player, and most likely the most talented player, but maybe the player that you feel the most queasy about in terms of what's actually going to happen is Vondre Tostenson at Millard South. He's a 6'4", 210-pound wide receiver. He tests out off the charts all the way across. But for one reason or another, Vondre's had some things happen in his career the last couple of years. Eligibility is somewhat of a concern academically. But as far as physical gifts go, there's no doubt he's the most physically gifted, most ready to walk into a Division I program right now and play. We just got to see if we can get him on the field, and then if he can stay healthy. He did have an injury problem last year. But when everything's right, he's your best guy. A guy that is right at the top of our chart is a kid by the name of John Lechner. John is a lineman from Creighton Prep. He's somebody that... I think Nebraska was interested in. It turned out not to work. He's going to wind up going to the University of Wisconsin, where I think he'll probably be pretty good. But those are a couple kids right at the top. As far as the Nebraska recruits go, Cole Pensick, whose dad was a lineman for Nebraska in the late 70s, Dan Pensick, he committed way early. He's going to be an outstanding player for Nebraska. And then another kid, C.J. Zimmerer from Omaha Gross, is a guy they like an awful lot as a fullback. Another kid that got away is Tyrone Sellers, the tight end defensive end from McCook. And I know a lot of people in your listening area have seen him up close and personal, maybe doing some really bad things to their team, but he has seen them. They have seen him. Nebraska was in on him. I don't know that maybe they're in on him as much as I thought maybe they would be. But the bottom line is he's going to go to the University in Kansas. I talked to Sellers here a couple weeks ago, and he said that, as all good recruiters should, they made it sound like he'd be playing pretty much right away.
Yeah.
So those are some of the kids. And you talk about a newsworthy note. Again, this is Class A related. It's something that people in Kearney probably would keep tabs of. And this isn't a real good news story, but a kid by the name of Ty Kildo, and people from Kearney got a real good look at him when they played in the playoffs. He tore his knee up in a summertime training. Actually it was in the 7-on-7 camp down at Lincoln, and he's out. They optimistically hope that he'll be back for the playoffs. But man, that's a short window. The thing is that Kildo is a tremendous athlete. He could very easily play Division I baseball. He's already a two-time All-Stater in baseball. He says he'd like to play football, and Nebraska is still interested in him. Don't know where it's going to go with the injury.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we let you get out of here, Bob, because, again, we'll be catching up with you before the season kicks off. your thoughts on the overall state of the 2008 season for Nebraska football. Is the parity going to be good? Or maybe there wasn't, as you said, as many standout athletes. How do you see overall in all the classes the competition with the new districts for some of these teams? How do you like the way you think this season's going to play out competitive-wise?
Well, I think competitively we'll have about the general balance that we usually have. There's nothing really, really too terribly weird that they did that the NSAA did with the schedules or the districts. Although I am still, as I said earlier, fascinated by any district that would have Ord and Southern Valley in the same one. But you know, geography is what it is. As far as the schedules go, you know, I think that's kind of. To a large degree, kind of taking care of itself. I think in most cases, most of the teams are getting to play most of the games that they want to have. And, you know, as far as the state races go, you know, I don't think there's, this isn't exactly a real bold statement, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of brand new state champions. I think that this year, maybe as much as any, there's going to be a lot of, gee, those guys have been here before. But having said that, probably the thing that in the overall thing due to this kind of catches my eye is simply the declining numbers that we have in the number of players that go out for football. Virtually anywhere you turn, realizing that we have fewer students, virtually anywhere that you turn, we have people, coaches telling me about how their numbers have gone down so dramatically. And you know, that is a source of concern, because it isn't that the kids aren't there, it is that things are different than they were, say, a generation ago when you know, everybody played football. That's what they did. But you know, so, and that has led to some interesting changes. You know, we had a lot of movement between the classes this year due to between schools going down. There's occasionally a school go up, but the best way to move up is to stay where you're at. And then the other thing that's going to be a factor, it's a factor this year, and it's going to get to be a bigger factor, is how teams have started to migrate back to six-man football. The bottom end of D2 saw a lot of schools, I think there were seven of them, that elected to go to six-man this year. And you know, the main thing that keeps a lot of these schools out of six-man is the fact they didn't have anybody to play against. Well, now they do.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what happens. But those are some things that come to my mind.
Well, with Bob Jensen, you can check out, if you got that itch for high school football, check out the website, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com, and sign up today. Get all the very latest and up-to-date news, not only high school but college as well, from Huskerland Prep. Bob, we look forward to catching up with you after vacation. Enjoy it.
You bet, dude. Thanks a lot. Always good to talk to you, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Again, you can always check things out on the web, as we said, if you're itching for a little high school football. And, of course, it's kind of a dual site. It'll also turn you over to college football and right to rivals.com. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep. And we're going to be right there. Fall sports season is right around the corner. Huskers, UNK, Hastings College all get going. High school will be going. August 1st is here before we know it, and bye-bye summer.
You know, I actually ran into Coach Crocker last night. July 28th, the UNK coaches meet. The July 28th, I believe they start football. Said, it's going, people. The summer's over for people involved in athletics. It's over.
Well, and August is that month where there's a lot going on, but you still have some time to maybe do some things. So hopefully all goes well there. We're going to continue our Big 12 football preview. Missouri football. Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com is coming up in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Colin Coward here, host of The Herd. You've heard me talk about Stamps.com in the past, a way to pay less for U.S. postage. Stamps.com gives you postage discounts you can't even get at the post office. Yep, first time ever, you don't have to pay full price for U.S. postage. With Stamps.com, you can print postage using your own computer and your own printer. It's like having a post office right at your desk. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer just for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. $45 bucks. That's more free postage. But you got to use my name, Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com today. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my name, C-O-L-I-M. That is Stamps.com, and be sure to enter Colin. You've heard me talk about it before, and I'm talking about it today. Stamps.com.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Just like you pull in, dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live kino, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game, packed the bags, we're gonna make it a weekend.
Oh no, what about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Looking at partly sunny to mainly cloudy skies across the area as we head through the daytime hours here on your Thursday, with a good chance of scattered showers and thunder showers popping up as we head through the day. We'll see high temperatures topping at around 87 degrees. That's your Weather Eye forecast. I'm meteorologist Kevin Hyde. Currently 79.
Wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
'Cause I got you,
baby. Nobody.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Adam Scott still continues to be one of the leaders at the British Open, and Rocco Mediate is going to be right there on the front page of the leaderboard, chipping in for birdie on 17. He's even going to 18. We go to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, dudes, that baseball all-star game was the best game ever. Sincerely, soccer and hockey.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Trent. Appreciate that. Dead Popper inbox, send us your emails anytime. Dead Popper, home of the Arma linings. They have specialized in paintless dent repair for years, and if the bad weather this summer has dinged up your vehicle, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. To Dead Popper on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
12 days, 12 schools, one child, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And today we talk about the team that has been selected as a unanimous Big 12 North pick in the preseason media poll released yesterday, the Missouri Tigers, the defending North champions, and things didn't go so well because of the way the Big 12 championship game worked out, and Kansas got a lot more of the love than Missouri actually did. They have eight positions, seven people, because Macklin is a switch guy here. Eight folks on the preseason All-Big 12 team released today. And to talk to us about it, from PowerMizzou.com, Gabe DeArmond. And Gabe, oh my, Missouri, this is the most hype they've ever had. Can they live up to it?
Can they? I think they definitely can. I mean, it's not going to be easy. You know, they were one of the very few teams in the country last year. Kansas and Hawaii are the other ones that jump out. They never lost a game they were supposed to win. They were never upset by anybody, and that's the key. I mean, they're going to be picked to go 11-1 at least this year, and be in the Big 12 title game. So if they can do that, you know, finish the job in the Big 12 title game, I don't think there's any doubt that, they'll be in position to have a shot to play for the national title. But, I mean, that's all well and good, but it's not easy to go through a college football season and never get upset.
Gabe, the obvious choice at quarterback in the Big 12 was Chase Daniel. What can he improve in his game to lead this team to that title?
You know, I think that Chase can play a little bit better, in especially in the big games. You know, he struggled a little bit against Oklahoma both times, particularly in the Big 12 championship game in the second half of that game. You know, he can get better. I mean, I don't think he can get a lot better. The kid was phenomenal last season. But, you know, just spreading the ball around a little bit more and I guess maybe not making that key turnover, which he is unfair because he really only did it in two games last year. You know, there was a missed handoff with Macklin down at Norman, and then he threw a big interception to Curtis Lofton in the Big 12 title game. But, you know, can he get better? Yes, but if he gets much better, he's going to be awful close to perfect this year.
Talking with Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com as our Big 12 preview continues, getting ready to head to Kansas City next week for Big 12 Media Days. Were you surprised at all that 8 different positions were filled by Missouri Tigers on the preseason All-Big 12?
No, and honestly, I haven't looked at the full list, but I mean, Daniel, Kaufman, Macklin, Weatherspoon, and William Moore are no doubters. I mean, they have to be first team. I think Colin Brown certainly is a guy in that mix. Diggy Hood is in the discussion. Brock Christopher's in the discussion. You know, I think 7-8 guys, and Jeff Wolford, obviously, I think probably has to be there. So, yeah, I think that's very reasonable.
Where did Missouri's talent come from? I mean, for so long, everybody was saying Missouri's got talent, Pinkel can't coach it. Now they win last year and they got over every obstacle just about that they needed to. Has the talent been there and it just finally clicked? This seems a little bit of, I guess, being a Nebraska fan, I guess, where we're going, Gabe, for the Nebraska fans. Wow, Missouri got so good so fast. How did this really happen?
Well, I don't think they got so good so fast. This was a program that over the last 4 years or so just kind of took one step at a time. You know, they didn't pull the Virginia Tech of, we're okay, boom, we're in a national title game. We're right there. They went from a 6-win team to an 8-win team that had troubles holding the second half lead. Then last year they made that jump to a 12-win team that just beat the teams that they were supposed to beat. And the key to that is Daniel. I mean, they finally have that guy at quarterback that got everybody involved, ran the offense perfectly, and he hates to lose, guys. I mean, he's a great leader. He is the best quarterback to make the players around them better. That's what Brad Smith wasn't able to do. He was great, but he couldn't bring his teammates up to that level of play. Daniel has done that, and certainly I think Daniel has more talent around him than Brad Smith had around him.
Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com joins us. Gabe, if this team is to have an Achilles heel, what would that be?
Honestly, right now it's the punting game. Most Missouri fans say, well, that's easy, let's just not punt. You know, and frankly, when you get outside, I've said it too, when they get outside the 35 or 40 yard line, I'd rather take my chances with Chase Daniel completing a pass on 4th and 8 than I would the Missouri punting game as it stands right now. They lost Adam Crosser, who wasn't phenomenal, but he was a decent punter. And right now, Jay Carey is a former junior college kid. He's going to have the job going into fall camp, but he certainly has struggled making the adjustment, and the punting game is something that, you know, when you get up into the level of, you know, the top 10 teams in the country, you're going to have a couple games during the season where one play, one thing can really swing it, and oftentimes that can be a kick. And right now I think definitely the punting game is what has Missouri fans scared.
Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the Big 12 North preseason favorites and some folks having them in a BCS and maybe even a national title game, the Missouri Tigers. Let's look at the schedule. I think the non-conference schedule is fairly similar to what you had last year, but to only one same opponent. And, of course, that's Illinois, and that is a big game. That's an improved team in the Big Ten. The whole season, I think we talked about last year, get by Illinois, things look great. Don't get by Illinois, it could fall in a hurry. Your thoughts about that season opening game?
Totally agree with one point, one side of that, totally disagree with the other. If Missouri gets by Illinois, there's not a doubt in the world they're 4-0 going to Lincoln. They have 2 weeks to prepare for the Big 12 opener against Nebraska. But frankly, it is the least important game on Missouri's schedule. It is week 1. It's against the top 20 team. It's a non-conference game. Missouri can lose that game and come back, and if they run the table, they're in the national title picture. I mean, they may not get to the game, but they're at least in the discussion. If they lose to Illinois and go 11-1, I mean, they're going to start the season ranked sixth. They wouldn't fall below 15. You know, I mean, Missouri wouldn't even rank in the top 20 until after beating Nebraska last year. So you'd have an easier hill to climb, even if you already had a loss. The schedule works out. I mean, you're in the Big 12. You're going to have to play some tough games. You're going to have to play a couple tough road games. So the schedule works out, given that, as well as Missouri could expect. I mean, they trade Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and Texas A&M for Texas, Oklahoma State, and Baylor. Each one of those is a downgrade from the other South opponent. They do have to go to Lincoln, but they get Colorado here. They have Kansas, you know, in Arrowhead. They get Kansas State here. They have to go to Ames, but I don't think anybody expects Iowa State to be ready yet. So the schedule really, it's an easier schedule than they had last year, I think.
I guess you look at Gary Pinkel and the knock against him before last year. He hadn't been able to win big games. I believe 1-17 before last year. Now he's 5-17. Four of them were big wins. That the confidence boost, that's going to be huge for this team.
Yeah, well, Missouri goes into this year now knowing that they can win those games. They went into last year thinking they could maybe win those games. But now they've done it. They've been there. They've won nationally televised games, primetime TV, ranked opponents. They've gone on the road and beaten good teams, you know. So yeah, they've been here before now, and I think that's a huge deal. And you know, I think I always thought that record against ranked opponents was kind of funny. I mean, if you're unranked and you're playing ranked opponents, you're probably gonna go about 1-17 because guess what? The other team's better than you are.
Gabe, as we take a look, it has been unanimous. We have talked. It is unanimous, I believe. You're the 11th of 12 that we're talking. We're previewing Nebraska tomorrow. Every single person that we have talked to that previews their team has said Chase Daniel, preseason player of the year, and have picked Missouri and Oklahoma, and I guess that's why we should not be surprised. I don't know who the two people were that picked Texas to win the South. Do you change that up at all?
No, I don't see how you can. I mean, Missouri and Oklahoma clearly were the best teams in their division last year. They both bring back a ton. I think Missouri's gap over the rest of the North is probably bigger than Oklahoma's gap over the rest of the South, simply because Kansas is not expected to be as good as they were last year, and they have a tougher schedule. They will probably lose at least two or three games. Nebraska, you know, you're bringing in a new system. Nobody knows what to expect. I think they'll be improved. I think if there's a trap game on Missouri's schedule, it's probably at Lincoln. But the fact is, Nebraska is probably not a team that's ready to compete for the Big 12 North Championship this year. I think most people expect Colorado to still be a year away. Iowa State is, they're just there.
They're not. They're 9 years away.
Yeah, and I think Kansas State, frankly, is the worst program in the Big 12 North right now. I think Iowa State might be a better team than they are. So you look at the rest of the Big 12 North, there's just nothing. There is, barring an injury to Chase Daniel, not winning the Big 12 North would be a huge disappointment for Missouri.
Gabe, that brings us to our next question. If something unforeseen should happen, an injury should occur, what happens to this team and who takes over?
Well, it depends on when it happens in the season. Early in the season, if Daniel gets hurt at any point in the season, and I'm talking even second half, fourth quarter of the Big 12 title game, you forget about the national championship. They cannot win it without him playing. If he gets hurt earlier in the year, I think you probably can't really expect them to win a Big 12 title. I think maybe they could still win the North, but Chase Patton is the backup. He was a good quarterback coming out of high school, but he's been here 4 years. Daniel beat him out, you know, and he's never really seen any meaningful time on the field. They do have Blaine Gabbert, but he's a true freshman. You don't really want to throw – you don't want to be playing a true freshman quarterback. I don't care how good he is for a top-10 team in America. I think Daniel is the most important player to his team in the entire country. He has to stay healthy. If he starts all 13, 14 games, I think Missouri has a shot to win the whole thing. If he doesn't, I think they have no shot.
Blaine Gabbert, that name rings a bell for some reason.
Gabe, a lot of fans of Blaine up there.
Gabe, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you in Kansas City.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
Gabe DeArmond at PowerMizzou.com talking Missouri football. They could be good.
Scary.
Yeah. Wow. They could be good.
Macklin.
Nebraska could screw it all up.
That's right.
We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's almost lunchtime, and Big City Burrito invites you in. Dine anytime at Big City Burrito between now and upcoming Saturday and receive a 21-ounce fountain drink absolutely free with the purchase of a Big City Burrito. All you have to do is mention that you heard it on Doug and Daddy. So when you go in, big cruise night going on, you're going to swing into Big City Burrito. You're going to say, hey, I want a Big City Burrito, this, make it yourself. I mean, you tell them what you want, they make it. It's custom ordered to whatever you want. Say, hey, how about a drink? I heard about a free drink on Doug and Daddy. They're going to give you one. Big City Burrito, where they pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't want, at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where you walk in hungry, walk out happy. They're open for breakfast at 7:30. Check out the breakfast burrito at Big City Burrito. And again, don't forget to mention you heard it on the Doug and Daddy Show. You'll receive a free 21-ounce fountain drink all week long. Every burrito built just for you. Big City Burrito, 28th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Doug, go to the Dem Popper inbox, and somebody pinched Trent in the butt, apparently, and he's all angry. It's responding to Bob Jensen. Lechner's not going to Wisconsin, and NU has never offered Sellers. Lechner has great issues, and NU is no longer recruiting him. Okay, Trent, calm down.
Also go to the Dem Popper inbox from Brent, our hot dog eating contestant from last week. To optimist and pessimist, I thought I would chime in on the Favre saga that is getting more interesting by the day. I'm a Packer homer, as you are Dallas Cowgirl homers. Ow, Brent. And I'm especially fond of old number four. The NFL is about winning today and not tomorrow, and Favre is the best option to get the Pack deep into the playoffs. All this talk about Rodgers being a first-round pick doesn't matter. Majority of the first-round quarterbacks are busts. Achilles Smith, Ryan Leaf as a couple. In my opinion, Rodgers was the best player available on the board at the time and was a no-brainer of a pick. He will break a fingernail against the Vikings, come out of the game, and the Packers have no one else to go in. As Master Yoda said, trouble ahead I see, or
trouble ahead I see.
Favre is the only option if Green Bay wants to win. On another note, after the wiener lump in my stomach went away, I saw the newscast of the hot dog contest. See, I called in sick and got busted. See, you would be sick. You knew you were going to be sick. I don't see anything wrong with that. My boss didn't find any humor in my athletic eating ability, so I'm grounded for a while. He asked if I would do it again, and I said, hell yeah! Thanks, Brent. Sure appreciate that for participating in the hot dog eating contest. Again, if you just joined us at the beginning of the show, we told you that Marlon Lucky, the only Husker on the preseason Big 12 media, all Big 12 football team.
That's the only one. Missouri, we told you, 51. All 51 first-place votes. Unanimous choice to win the North. Oklahoma, 49 votes. Texas, 2. Texas, 2. I can see Texas Tech having 2, but Texas?
Exciting news for you, Daddy, that I didn't touch on. The RMAC Conference They're adding swimming and diving as an official sport.
Awesome.
Six women's teams, four men's teams compete in that.
Excellent. I can't wait.
How are you at diving, Daddy? Good? Pretty good?
Excellent.
Make a small splash?
No splash. No splash on entry, Derek. Well, some splash, I got to be honest with you. Hey, we want to thank Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Gabe DeArmon for our Missouri preview. Gabe is from PowerMizzou.com.
Tomorrow, we'll be talking Nebraska Senior Olympics with Manny Mulring and a whole bunch of Husker football roundtable forums, so stay with us. Tonight's Hastings 5 points and Lincoln High and Lincoln Sampson construction games have been canceled, but don't forget American Legion baseball tournaments continue. Hastings and Kearney Juniors both headed out to Scott's Bluff. Good luck, boys. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.